Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Sleepless night, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want some blessing. Lord has been so good to me. Has He been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb.
I won't complain. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us. And certainly we are grateful to God today for another day. It's another day's journey. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And we're able to look through the rain and through the thunder and through the clouds and say, it's a good day to be in the land of the living, for I had fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It is the 1 p.m. hour. It is Saturday, and I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and this is Global Gospel. And certainly we are glad that you are able to share with us today. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We invite you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that we are live and on the air. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We look forward to hearing from you in this hour. We want you to connect with Global Gospel. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. You can connect with us there. We are also on social media. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. We have a Tumblr page. We have an Instagram page. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. And we encourage you to like our page and share it. We want to shout out our sponsors on today. Shout out to MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We thank God for you, your love, your support, and your prayers. And certainly we encourage our listening audience to connect with them as well. If you would like to reach Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. We encourage you to connect with Global Gospel. Perhaps you're an author, a musician, perhaps you are a community leader, an activist, an entrepreneur. Perhaps you have a testimony that you would like to share with the listening audience. Reach out to Global Gospel, and certainly we will be delighted to share with you. Shout out to all of our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Nevada, California, Illinois, Michigan, Canada, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, Australia, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. Shout out to those that are in Sweden, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Switzerland, France, Portugal, and Spain. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hernandez family, the Bradley family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Jones family, the Allen family, the Sultan family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Wilson family, the Locke family, the Bridell family, the Johnson family, the Carter family, the Smith-Cox family, the Watson family, the Bowers family, the Fells family, the Latham family, the Bigby family, the Fisher family, the Robinson family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, and the Thompson family. We thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. Please feel free to comment on any one of our social media pages. For those of you that have tuned into Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord,
and ourselves, your servants,
for Jesus' sake. Certainly, we came today to share with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The gospel is simply that Christ was born of a virgin, that he lived, he died, he shed his blood on Calvary for the remission of our sins. Certainly, he came into the world to redeem mankind, and certainly he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so today, if you're down and out, if you're depressed, if you're suicidal, if you're homeless, if you're jobless, if you're unemployed, if you're friendless, without family, without neighbor, whatever your situation is today, we encourage you to live, because God has everything in control. For the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And certainly we encourage you to know that the gospel is comprehensive, that it meets every need in your life. If you have a financial need, if you have an emotional need, if you have a spiritual need, the gospel is here today to heal you, to free you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. And so we encourage you to stay tuned for the rest of the hour, knowing that God has something to say to you and to you, our listening audience. And you know what? Certainly God has been good to us, and certainly he has been better than we could even be to ourselves. And certainly no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, certainly God has been so good to me. Here's my friend, Danielle Kelly. God has been so good to me. Stay tuned.
Come on, can we create an atmosphere of worship in here? A couple of years back, about 5-6 years ago, me and my father, we were coming outside of the church. We were dressed up, had on our good things, amen. And there was a homeless man coming across Pacific Street, pushing a shopping cart with all of his possessions in there. Everything he owned was in that shopping cart. So my father said to him, "Hey Doc, how you doing? How things going?" He said, "Rev, I'm doing fine. God is good to me." Now if he's a homeless man, all his possessions in a shopping cart, and he can say God is good to him, and you walked in here with your good things on, drove up, some of you, you gotta say God has been so good to you.
I did wrong when I knew what was right. I went left when God said go right.
I didn't obey.
Money was low.
You were
in this place.
Even on the night.
Yes, sir.
When I fell like I could have lost my mind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He was right there, right beside me, standing there.
Oh, Lord.
He kept my mind, y'all.
One more time.
He kept my mind, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, 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 oh. Jesus.
God has been so good to me. Everything right. Concert, choir, Sister Danielle Kelly. God has been so good to me. And we started out with Reverend Paul Jones. I won't complain. If you read the topic for today that is posted, you will see that we are going today, this afternoon, to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. And we are going to begin reading at the first verse in chapter 43. And it reads on this wise. But now, thus saith the Lord, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the rest. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made. Storms keep on raging in my life. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Stay tuned.
To tell the night from day, still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon. The wind keep on blowing. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Though the that
Gracious God, Father, we thank you for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life, God. We pray today that by your word, someone is healed, delivered, saved, and set free. We know that you sent your word and they were healed. We know that your word will not return unto you void. And so, God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your strength, for your joy, for your love and comfort through the word. We thank you and we praise you. We sanctify your word. Thy word is truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is near. God is near. It may not seem like it, but God is near. Several years ago, I was on my way to church, and the particular area that I was driving through, that we were driving through, was flooded. It was a storm going on. It was raining. And it was so bad in such a low place that the water came all the way up to the door of the car. In fact, a little bit might have spilled into the car. And so the car stalled briefly, and then it started again because, you know, the wires get wet, et cetera. And we were able to push our way through the water. And so I've been driving through rainstorm and snowstorm and whiteout conditions, and some way, somehow, I was able to arrive at my destination safely. I've been in the basement at home dealing with floods, and somehow, some way, we were able to dry up all of the water. I've never been a fire, but my car has run hot due to a busted hose or a faulty thermostat or a bad water pump, and it ran hot and it cut off, but somehow I was able to arrive to a safe destination until I could receive help. We have been burned on the stove, perhaps by a pot or on the grill, but somehow we made it. Water damage and fire damage are two of the most troublesome experiences that you can handle in life. There is a smell attached to moisture as well as a smell that is attached to fire. Things are destroyed by water and by fire. The elements, earth, wind, water, fire, they have made their way into our lives, usually to destroy. They are nothing
to be played with. In our scripture today, that can be taken literally as a metaphor or ultimately as a word of prophecy, we find the writer to be a prophet by the name of Isaiah. Isaiah was a major prophet. He was nicknamed or called the Eagle Eye Prophet. And we come to find that in the year King Uzziah died, that he saw also the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Isaiah, he was an educated man. He was carrying out his in society as a scribe, but he had not had a personal encounter or relationship with the Lord and Savior, with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And many of us have that same testimony on today. We were going through life without a God on our side, but even then, God was near. We heard about him. We knew of him, but we had not accepted him as our personal Savior. It is a sad commentary to go through life without God, because God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Whether you acknowledge him or not, he's there with you. He's in your house. He's in your living room, in your bedroom, in your kitchen. He's in your car. He's in your job. He's down the street. He's everywhere. So Isaiah sees God, and he is commissioned by God. God touches Isaiah's lips. He is now anointed for ministry and for the journey. He is to preach an unpopular gospel. He is to cry against sin, against idol worship, against anything and anybody that is against the will of God. The message, unpopular, telling of present situations, of judgment and captivity, but also of redemption and restoration. In our scripture for this afternoon, the prophet shifts gears and gives a message of hope to those that are in captivity, to those that are going through something in life, those that are in a bad place, those who are down and out, oppressed, suicidal, want to give up, want to throw in the towel, those that are under the penalty of sin, those that have been on lockdown and lockout. He gives a message of comfort and hope. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I need words of comfort. Sometimes I need a word of peace. We've all experienced going through hard times through a pandemic together in the past 2 years. We've experienced sickness and death and challenges, and we've seen our family and friends at odds with each other over policy, over procedure, over politics. We've had to make some difficult decisions just to survive the next day. Many times people don't understand our choices or decisions, but we did what was best at the time. We were faced with criticism and opposition. I think we have been as close to captivity as we could get. We've seen food shortages, price changes, even restrictions on our daily lives. Many people now today work from home. But the word of God is our strength. It is our comfort. It is our peace. The scripture says, when you pass through the waters, not if, but when. So some things are inevitable. There are a few things we need to know as God lays out his plan for redemption. Number one, God is with you because he's near. It would appear that while you're experiencing pain and suffering, that God does not care. And that it is when, and that is when I'm reminded of the poem that I saw and read many years ago. And it goes like this. Perhaps you've heard it or read it or seen it before. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, He looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. I don't know about you, but I'm sure we have some questions for the Lord. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. My first point is God's on impression left by a person walking or running. And so I came to let you know the reason you are able to go through the fire and through the flood is because God is simply carrying you. It is not because you're doing it on your own. He says, I'll be with you in six trouble, and in seven shall no evil come nigh you. You're not making it on your own, for God is in front of you. God is behind you. God is beside you. And so you are never alone. We serve a God that sees all and knows all. So you can make it today. Be encouraged through this test, through this trial, through this struggle, through this tribulation. The devil wants for you to lose your mind, but the Bible says thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Somebody needs to trust in the Lord on today. God wants to leave an impression on your life. He is greater than anything that you can go through. God wants to impress on you times and bad times. Trust him at all times. Secondly, you have to walk the walk. Be who God wants you to be. Follow instructions. Endure sound doctrine. Fire walking is a practice in several different cultures around the world. It is practiced as a rite of passage. It means that you are excelling in life or in society. I'm sure you've heard about firewalkers. Individuals that walk the fire are not burned because it is a technique that is involved. Disclaimer, kids, don't try this at home. It's not your culture or practice. But if you spiritualize it and put God in the equation, the Lord would have us to know that you have to walk through the fire because God is taking you somewhere. Job said, after I've gone through the fire, I shall come forth as pure gold. God is making you in the fire. He is cleansing you in the fire, and he is healing you and cleansing you in the water. So thank God for the footprints. Thank God for the fire walk. Thank God for passage through the water. I speak from the experience of being a person that cannot swim. I avoid water at all costs, unless it is a controlled space like a pool that I can stand up in. I do not go in the deep end for divers. I avoid rivers, lakes, and oceans unless a bridge is carrying me over. But I find it amazing how God has literally brought us through the fire and the water. You remember the children of Israel when Pharaoh was on their track? God allowed Moses to lead them across water on dry land. And while God's chosen had dry land, Pharaoh's army drowned in the sea because God moved in the water. You remember when Paul was in a storm, when the ship was wrecked? Those that could swim, swam to shore. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces, but they made it safe to shore. God has tested us and tried us in the water. You do remember when the king placed the Hebrew boys in the fire. The fire did not burn them because God was in the fire. Isn't it amazing that God will allow you to be put into a situation all the while he's protecting you at the same time? He's allowing you to be a witness. He is giving you a testimony. And the thing about God, he's perfect in all his ways. 1 Corinthians says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. With that being said, John made an announcement about Jesus. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the living water. Jesus, the true vine. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, a bridge over troubled water. Jesus, our soon coming king. John declared in Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so as we go through the fire and through the flood, I realize that the fulfillment of all promises is in Jesus Christ. For we are able to be baptized in water, but there is a fire that comes with Jesus. I know that you have been through the water, but let me ask you, is he a well of water in you today, springing up into everlasting life? I know you've been through the fire, but do you have the fire of God on the inside of you? I love how God puts a twist on every story. As I close, I'm reminded of a story about a country preacher, George Young. He was also a carpenter with a wife and children. They had very little, but one day the Lord allowed them to scrape up enough money to build a house. But one day while he was out carrying the message of Jesus Christ, some evil, wicked people decided to burn the house down to ashes. Why would God allow this to be? To let the rubble meet the road. To let everything he had be a rubble and pile of ashes. But out of his pain, he began to write, in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Though sorrows befall us and evils oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. There are some difficult times behind us. We are living in difficult times. There are some difficult days ahead of us. But today, make up your mind, I'm a firewalker. And make up your mind that I'm going to check out God's footprints. Knowing that Isaiah saw Jesus coming, he saw him wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Isaiah saw Jesus, the wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. He saw Jesus that he would be here today for whatever situation that you're going through. He saw that God is near. For the Bible declares in Psalms that he is near to the brokenhearted. So whatever you're going through today, know simply that God is near.
Stay tuned. God bless you.
About 103 years. In shade, the green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet. My God leads his dear children along. Sometimes on the mountain where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, my God leads his dear children alone. The water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood.
That he is near, And I like that Psalm says that he is near to the brokenhearted. And certainly if that's you today, know that God is with you. And certainly no matter what it looks like, that things are going to get better. Keep looking up for a brighter day. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Certainly you can call in and give us a shout out if you so desire. I know you're out there listening. And sometimes people don't like to talk, but you know, it's gonna get better. Keep looking up.
Listen to these words. People come. People go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God. In your heart.
better.
It will get better. It will get better because God is in control. Bishop Hezekiah Walker Love Fellowship. We have come just about to the close of the hour, and certainly time sure flies. And so we thank you all for listening in and this hour. We are once again here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on live on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. You can listen immediately following this episode. You can listen to the entire episode. Remember Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. Certainly when we pass through the water, certainly it will not overflow us. And when we go through the fire, it will not kindle against us. Why? Because God is near. God is with us. He's a very present help in time of trouble. And so who wouldn't serve a God like that? Certainly we encourage you to be safe. We are going to close and pray and then close with P.J. Morton, the better benediction. It's going to get better. And certainly we thank you all, our listening audience. Gracious, eternal God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, O God. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for just the opportunity to pray. We thank you for the opportunity to read your word and to share your word. We thank for all things. We thank you that you're able, O God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We thank you, God, today that you are the great physician, God. Remember the sick and afflicted everywhere. Remember the cripple, the lame, and the blind. Remember those that are in the hospital, in the rehab, those that are recovery today. Remember those that are in behind prison walls today, God. Remember the careless and the unconcerned, the homeless, the down and out, the suicidal, and the depressed, God. Remember your people everywhere, God. We thank you today that you're able to keep our mind in perfect peace. We thank you today that you're near to the brokenhearted. God, we thank you today that you're able to keep us covered in your blood. We thank you today for sending your son Jesus that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. And God, we thank you today because we know that there is none like you. We can search all over and we'll find there is none like you. Remember the those that are going through situations on today, those that are homeless today, those that are unemployed today, those that are in financial need, those that are in despair, those that are in the valley, those that are bereaved. Remember, Lord, everybody everywhere, as only you can, for your eyes are in every place, beholding the good and evil. We thank you today. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. We praise you, we adore you, we honor you, and we worship you. This is our prayer today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Better. God bless you. Stay tuned. Remember to leave us a comment. Thank you, Sister Barbara Thompson.
Yes and amen. Yeah. He is not a man that he should lie.